Welcome to the Flight at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. How is your weekend, friends? Are you enjoying this beautiful weather? Spring is upon us. Oh, I said it though. That means, Matt, the snow could show back up, couldn't it? We're not past June yet, so we'll see. Call me an optimist. I'm going to call it spring though. And we're also in this series called What's New and Developing in the Flathead. And I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Why? Because we're upon selling season. Matt, did you know that? It's selling season now. Yeah, so what I have for you, friends, is some tips on how to best prepare yourself for the 2022 real estate selling season, brought to you by your good friend Justin here. So, Matt, let's flip a coin. Should we entertain the buyer side or the seller side? Because I've got tips for the buyers approaching the selling season, and then I have tips for the sellers approaching the seller season. So flip the coin. Seller. Matt says seller. We're going to go seller. So before I jump into my notes and share with you seller tips on the seller season, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And by the way, all three of those sponsors could help you, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. Just saying. I mean, Glacier Steel Products, and in the event that you need to repair some items or replace some items, I'm thinking of a roof. I actually use metal from that company in really abstract and unique ways, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Let's see. Montana Basement Solutions. Yeah. By the way, this is coming in the next segment. Talking about like the great time to shop as a buyer. I'll talk about that in next segment. However, Montana Basement Solutions may be called to the rescue because there's probably maybe a little bit of water sitting in that old basement of yours, especially if you have an older home, and those friends can help you out. And of course, my friends, Brian Murphy and Nick Marengo, for all of those selling needs, right? So there you go. The three sponsors there to help you out. If you happen to be looking at the selling season and thinking, I wonder if now is the time. My first piece of advice, big surprise, get a professional. Please just get a professional. Call up your realtor and say, okay, I just need to bring you on over. I want to talk to you about it. Here's why. Because they have their hands on the pulse of the market. You know, talk to me about the market. And not just in manners of newspaper headlines, like, oh, it's a seller's market or it's a buyer's market. Oh my gosh, inventory shortage, this and that. No, no, no. Localize the market to your neighborhood. Localize the market to your specific corner of this beautiful valley, because big surprise, real estate doesn't sell the same in Big Fork that it does in, you know, Lakeside or Columbia Falls or Whitefish or Ronan, if you can get the signal all the way down there. I think we can, right? Yeah, I've heard my voice all the way down there. It's kind of weird. However, get the local data, because the newspaper is not going to give you enough, okay? So call that realtor friend over and say, talk to me about what this marketplace looks like. And then take it another level. Ask them to give you the sales data, not for your neighbor's house. That's not really relevant. The sales data to the price bracket of which you might be thinking you're in. And by that, I mean like the sales behavior. So if you think you have a $600,000 house, ask the agent to bring you all of the data related to $600,000 to $650,000 or $600,000 to $625,000 or even $600,000 to $700,000 just to see what those waters are doing. That'll give you the true picture of what the market is as it relates to your holdings. Yeah, we could all say houses are selling in like five heartbeats. That's not true. Some houses been on the market for over a month, which feels like an eternity in this marketplace, I will admit. However, it's not true. So get the data as it pertains to your real estate, because it's your house that's going to hit the market. And guess what? Only your realtor friend can give you all that information. No .coms will give you that. Okay. So there's that one. I got that one out of the way. Let's jump to the other stuff. Tidy up, clean up. I know it sounds a little bit redundant. However, it goes a long way. I promise you, Saturday afternoon of scrubbing the windows, of cleaning the windowsills, of getting all the, you know, the doggy footprints off the door and the, you know, the kids' crayons off the counters or off the cabinets, worth it totally. Because here's why. Even though buyers, some of them in this marketplace might be rather desperate, and yes, buyers, we're going to talk about you after the break, they still want to call a place home. All right. So, and giving them that great first impression will cause them to emotionally attach themselves to your home. Okay. Your house. When it goes on the market, it's a house. When you're buying it, it's a home. And to them, they're looking for the next HOME. So clean the thing up, declutter, tidy it up, get the fingerprints off the windows, because I like to tell people clean windows sell houses because it gives them a clean impression. Here's another one that is oftentimes overlooked. Replace the filter in the air return of your furnace or your HVAC system if you have one, okay? Just take the filter out because you have the pets. Guess where all the pet hair goes? Right there. And it gets sucked up and stays there. And then when they're looking around to see if this house is going to become their next home, they're looking at that nasty filter and they're thinking, ooh, this is dirty. And I think I have allergies. Everybody has allergies, okay? So I have allergies when I watch sad movies, okay? It shows up, Matt, every time. It just gets me right in the eyes. So, those little things, light switches, yeah, they get finger smudges all the time. And how often, when's the last time you cleaned them? Take the little Mr. Clean magic eraser and go through it, okay? And then declutterize, depersonalize. I know we love your grandkids too. Get them off the fridge, okay? Because it's now time for me to see my grandkids. I don't have grandkids. They better not have grandkids for a long time. However, it's now time for me to see my kids on what is becoming my fridge. Unless, of course, you keep the fridge in the sale. Make sure you document that in the buy-sell agreement. Like that little disclosure there. So, disclaimer. Hey, listen, I'm having a good time. And when we come back from this break on the Flat at Home Show, we're going to talk about how you, as the buyer, can prepare for this year's selling season. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We're talking about how you can best prepare. A couple of friendly tips from yours truly on how you can best prepare for this coming selling season. Some would say the selling season is already upon us, and others would say it has never really left us. And you know what? You're both right. However, without a doubt, we're likely going to see more inventory as the sun continues to shine in this beautiful place called Heaven's Zip Code, also AKA Flathead Valley. And so I just wanted to get you prepared as both a seller and a buyer on how you can entertain your next real estate intention, whether that be a first time or a 50th time. We want you to be best prepared. So sellers, you had your turn. Now buyers, it's on to you. And this is good because for the most part, many of us as buyers, if you've been a buyer in this marketplace for a little while, you feel probably bruised at least. Like, oh my gosh, it's painful. We wrote 16 offers and we're getting beat all the time. And trust me, I know. Like my wife and I bought our new home in 2021. Yeah. And oh my gosh, it was bloody. Yeah, and multiple offers too. It was not the funnest time, although it happened and we were able to make it. So a couple of tips for you as buyers. Step number one, you're thinking about it, call a lender. Call a lender. Yeah. And if you don't know one, call me or call Brian or Nikki and get a referral, or just call a realtor and say, hey, give me a good referral. Now, here's what I'd encourage you to do. Call another one. Okay. So here's why. Because all of these lenders all have really great tools in their tool belt. And they do fantastic. We have some really great lenders in this valley. However, quite a few of them have different tools for different purposes or people. It's kind of like some of us prefer Home Depot to Lowe's or Lowe's to Home Depot. And for those with those preferences, you have your reasons why. Well, these lenders, some of them, you know, you might be saying, well, they all have underwriters and they all have appraisers and all they have other stuff. Yeah, actually, some of them have some products that may best fit your needs or your purposes than others. Okay. So just the three greatest, if I could step back from it, and give you the magnified view, I would encourage you to maybe speak to your bank about maybe their mortgage department, call up a mortgage broker and talk to them about their loan options, and then actually go to a credit union and talk to them about their lending options. Okay. If you're a first time buyer, the credit union may or may not be the best fit for you. However, if you have a little bit of equity, it could actually be a very good option for you. Some of them are going to talk about adjustable rate mortgages or ARMs and whether those are good or bad things. What I want you to do is be best prepared. This is why calling your realtor is actually a good step number two. Call the lender and then call your realtor. Why? Because you need representation in this marketplace. You need those advanced eyes on the marketplace. Look, I know that we all love the .com and window shop and think we're all real estate professionals because of Selling Sunsets or whatever the, you know, TV shows might indicate. And of course, because you're an avid listener to this show, you feel like you're a real estate pro. And you probably are, more than the ones on the TV. However, your realtor professional is watching the market even more. Okay. And so when they're watching needles move immediately, and when they're aware of opportunities right away, getting that person in your pocket right away, getting them beside you, helping you navigate those waters is a very great step too. Go to the lender, talk to the lender, get some information, go to your realtor, talk to your realtor, share that information because they may be able to give you yet another perspective. Okay. Another opportunity. They may actually be able to advise you to another lender with different options. Do you realize that there are down payment assistance programs available to buyers here in the Valley, in here across the state? And not all lenders utilize those programs. Not all of those partnerships are solidified across all lenders. So see what I mean? Just ask those questions. And a lot of that can be obtained by talking to your realtor, which I would encourage be step number two. Call the realtor, talk to them, get them on your side. Express to them, here's what obviously you need to share with them. What's your budget? What are you looking to spend? You know, maybe you don't have a top dollar in mind. Maybe you have a payment in mind. Maybe you're right now paying, I don't know, $1,800 a month for rent, and that's okay. So talk to the realtor and say, hey, let's work this thing backwards. And of course, they're going to call the lender and say, let's work this thing backwards. If they're an $1,800 budget payment, what does that look like as far as a total purchase price? Because I know we all get sticker shocked about prices. We're like, oh my gosh, $500,000. That's $500,000, Justin. You're right. That is $500,000. However, what if it's only $2,200 a month? I'm not guaranteeing the rate and I'm not guaranteeing that payment. I'm just saying, what if? You see, while we get sticker shocked by prices, we end up making payments. So I'd encourage you to get out of the price and get into the payment. Just look at what that looks like for you realistically. You know what else the realtor can help you assess or uncover immediately is if there's any HOA dues or condominium or condo association fees or taxes. What are the taxes on the property? Because guess what? Those got to get paid too. And that's factored into your monthly budget. So that having that person by your side at the very beginning can help you navigate and more articulate your ideal timeline. And then of course, I'd encourage you to share with them if you have any kind of hard pressed lines, like financial lines, like I've got some money coming in on this day, or I start a new job on this day, or I've got to actually renew my lease by this time if I don't. You know, those hard lines can help a realtor develop a very healthy plan for you. So it's a lot of fun out there. Real estate is always a good time to invest in or be a part of. And I'd encourage you to ask those questions right now. And if you'd like to play along, the Flathead Home Show on Facebook, I'd like to hear your questions. What is next in your world? Because we'll bring it to the radio. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Matt, the awesome producer. Friends, thank you for this weekend. And I'm encouraging you to tune in next weekend as we pick up on our show, what's new and developing in the Flathead. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. And of course, be safe, be well, have fun, and welcome home.